It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I'm going to start off with the big news. My eagles, the eagles in the nest in my front yard, I should say, they are not my eagles. They are independent of me and everybody else. But the eagles that nest in my yard have shown me their eaglet, at least one. I went out on Friday and snuck around the edge of the swamp trying to get to the lake, and all at once one of the eagles was sitting in a tree and the other was sitting on the nest, and the one on the nest got up and flew right over my head, and the second one got out and flew with the first one, and they sort of made a big circle and they came back and they landed in this big aspen that is right next to their nesting tree. And they just sat there and watched me. They did not fly. I was within probably 150 feet of them, and I was sneaking down to the lake to see if I could find a loon, and I did. There is now a loon on Crooked Lake. It's like 9 days late in getting there, but it's there, so I feel much better about that. I was afraid that maybe the lake quality had slipped to the point where they wouldn't accept it as a place to live anymore, but that doesn't seem to be the case. In the case of the eagles, then, once I saw them sort of hanging out like that, this is Friday. Now, remember, Friday was a pretty warm day. And they continued. You know, I then got out of there as quickly as I could so as not to upset them in any way. And I moved around to the other side of the nest. And I have a road that runs down to the lake that runs right past the nest. And I don't go down that road anymore because the eagles are right there nesting and I don't want to bother them. So I set up on the road probably 100 yards from the nest and put up my spotting scope and got comfortable and started watching. And one of the eagles was sitting at this point was sitting about 10 feet from the nest on a branch. And remember, it's a sunny day, but it was pretty windy on Friday and the nest was flopping about back and forth. And I wasn't sure what was going on, but then all at once, kind of looking through the spotting scope, I saw this object move. And it turned out it was the wing of the eaglet as it was repositioning itself. But then it stood up in the nest, and I could see its head and neck, and it looked over the edge. I don't think it was looking at me, but it was definitely peering out at the world. And it was pretty exciting for this old geezer. I felt like a proud grandfather there watching my grandson or granddaughter in the nest. And I just was thrilled. I still am thrilled the fact that there's an eaglet in there. And the eaglet is now, I would say, pigeon-sized. It might have been the size of a ruffed grouse, covered in a kind of a whitish-grayish down. But perfectly healthy looking young bird. And I don't know if there's a second one or not. Eagles, when they lay their eggs, they brood from the day that they lay the first egg, so that if it takes 2 days to lay the second egg, that eaglet's going to be 2 days younger than the first. And oftentimes in those cases, the first one being larger is going to get fed first. And if mom and dad are really good providers and they can bring in enough food, they'll feed both of them. But oftentimes what happens in eagles' nests is that one of them, the second born, perishes because mom and dad can't bring enough food to the nest to feed both of them, and one of them is just not going to make it. In this case, I've only seen one. Maybe there is only one. I will be sneaking back there and having another look the next time I get a nice day and feel like just sitting out on the trail there and watching to see what's going on. But it was a pretty exciting day for me to see the young eaglet in the nest, and I'm pretty excited about that, as you can tell. Turkeys have been frequenting my place. I've got lots of turkeys around. I heard them again this morning. The sandhill cranes are calling in the mornings. Juncos seem to be in decline. I had a lot more juncos a week ago than I do now. They are starting to move further north. I have big flock of pine siskins that are kind of pigging out before they move north. Heidi reported to me this morning that she had pine siskins at her feeder, and you may have pine siskins at your feeder as well. They are sort of massing and dining and getting fat for the flight north, where they will settle and then raise their young. I mentioned the loon is back on the lake. That was pretty exciting. Purple finches have been singing up a storm. You probably have heard them and not realized that they were out there singing, but the purple finches and the goldfinches are making a big ruckus out there. I think the real change that's happening right now that is so dynamic and so easy to spot are the fact that buds are breaking. And yesterday was a really big day for breaking leaf buds. Speckled alders had leaf buds breaking yesterday. The average is the 30th. I saw them on the 29th. The latest I ever saw them was the 16th of May in 2011. 2 years ago, or a year ago, in 23, they didn't break bud until the 6th of May, and earliest was in 2021 when they broke bud on the 11th of April. So kind of a interesting study there with the speckled alders. Get out and take a look at yours. No doubt they are probably breaking bud as well. Hazel, average date for the bud break on hazel is the 27th. I had mine on the 29th. The flowers this year, the flowers on the hazel were 21 days early, but leaf bud break was 2 days late. And that sort of describes the spring that we had. The first half of March was really warm and things just happened. I mean, things like flowering on the hazels, and it took place really early. If you'd have asked me on March 10th what my prediction would be for the spring, I would have probably said earliest ever, because I was seeing dates for things like the flowering on the hazels and the flowering on the speckled alders as being my earliest dates ever. And then the second half of March came in cold and windy and snowy and just shut everything down. And so things like that, you know, the hazels being breaking leaf bud 2 days later than average, and yet they were 3 weeks early in terms of their flowering. Besides the hazels, speckled alders, I mentioned blueberries. I saw my first blueberry flower buds forming. Average date for first flowers on blueberries is May 7th. And let's see, in 2016, I had the blueberries flowers on the 21st of May. Now, those are not open flowers. Those are just the flower structure is visible there. Wild roses, the roses that you probably are familiar with, the little five-petaled pink roses that come out usually around the 1st of June, they began to break leaf bud on the 27th, and that was the average is the 2nd of May, so they were pretty close to a week early. A year ago in 23, they didn't break leaf bud until May 13th. In 2017, they broke leaf bud on the 15th of April. So, they're a little ahead of average, but we'll see how they turn out in terms of their flowering. And a lot of things are right at average right now. And Dallas Hudson from Akeley and I compared some notes yesterday, and we were talking about how close to average things were happening this year in spite of that really early spring half, the first half of March. The big-tooth aspen are pretty much done flowering. I was looking at the males in my yard, and their flowers are almost exhausted. They're not quite completely flowered out, but they are right down to the tail end of their flowering. Silver maple, done flowering for sure. You can see some seed structure. If you've got a silver maple in your yard, look it over. You'll find those flowers that are still on the tree are probably female flowers, and if you look carefully, you'll see the beginnings of the seeds that they're going to produce. Silver maple flowers are falling, have fallen for the most part. Red maple flowers, a lot of them fell over the weekend. There were just, it started off, I think, Friday. I had the first flowers falling, and by yesterday, a lot of the flowers had broken off of the red maples and fallen to the forest floor. When you think about it, that's a lot of nourishment. That's a lot of energy dropped on the forest floor to help a lot of plants to continue to grow. And if you have gutters on your house and a maple in your yard, chances are your gutters are full of the male flowers that fall off of the trees. Take a handful of that and just look at it and think about that as compost. And it's really a powerful addition to the soils. So keep an eye on that. Large flowered trilliums at my house, they are up about 4 inches, and I can see the flower buds on some of them. Nodding trilliums have been up for about a week, and their first flowers are typically the 6th of May, so I'll be watching the nodding trilliums as well. My forsythia is probably at its peak of bloom right now, and that's typically the 2nd of May, the 22nd of April this year, and last year, the 13th of May before that came about. Tamaracks, if you have tamaracks near you, if you have any open or upland tamaracks, check them. The upland tamarack that I look at regularly was giving off pollen. The pollen cones were open, and the female flowers are present and probably receptive. Some of the smaller tamaracks that grow along my driveway, not yet that far along. The pollen cones are there, but not open. And the little one that I've been watching doesn't have any female flowers on it that I've been able to pick up. Balsam poplar, the balm of Gilead. If you visit the studios here, look out the windows toward the river, you'll see the catkins on the balsam poplar, and they are just coming out. So they are not yet open even. Those catkins are there, but they have not opened to release their pollen. Mentioned the red maples. The first bud break on those is typically the 8th of May. Last year it was the 9th of May. In 2013 it was the 22nd of May, which was my latest ever. And in 2024 it was the 28th of May, which is a couple days, a week early. And 2016 was my other early date for red maple leaf bud break, and that was on the 30th of May. I did find some Pennsylvania sedge in bloom, and typically that's a May 4th kind of a deal. And the latest was the 16th of May in 2013, and this year the 27th of April. So a little bit early for some, a little bit late for others. All in all, spring appears to be pretty close to average. So get out and see how things are changing in your yard. Look at the hazel. You'll see those buds coming. You look at your maples. You're going to see the leaf buds starting to swell on those, and watch for the flowers to fall off. Lots of things to check out. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more.
It's KEXE, the Tuesday morning show at 7:35. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. If you are wanting to learn more about nature, here's a great way to do it. Sign up for our Season Watch newsletter. It's available at kexe.org. Also, a great group of people on Facebook sharing what they're seeing in nature, the Season Watch Facebook page. That's a cool way to get connected as well.
And I should mention that coming up on the 17th of May, which is a Friday, we are going to have a program down in the Twin Cities that will be featuring The crew, that is me and Charlie and Stephen Carlson, and we are going to be putting on a summer phenology for the classroom. And if you are interested in joining us, if you know someone who lives in the cities maybe and would like to get some experience, youth workers, teachers, 4-H leaders, camp counselors, this is Friday, May 17th at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be Nine Mile Creek Watershed District office, the Discovery Point. It's Eden Prairie, Minnesota. If you are interested in joining us there, we can connect you with the proper registration. It is a free event. The six-hour workshop will train adults to guide all ages of phenology observations and how to write out and record what they have seen using the woods, wetlands, and Discovery Point, and then produce a 1 to 2 minute audio recording to share with the with Charlie and I and Stephen. And we would love to have you there if you want. There's no charge. And you can check out and register for that at it's z.umn.edu/phenology workshop. And we'll have that up on our website for you so that you can check that out. And if you're interested in learning about doing phenology and maybe putting together a report, come join us. We'd love to have you.